And it's time now for the Trader Bills Fishing Report, and joining me is Philip Kastner. Philip, we're still a little ways away from you resuming your duck hunting this year, but right now you were working on your pits and stuff like that. What's the prognosis?
Well, it's you know, it looks good. That's to say, the farmer finally got all of his crops out, which is a good thing because he was sweating that, and it was a big issue with him, of course. All of our pits are now brushed. We all have boards in the weirs, and if you look at the weather, you see southeast Arkansas supposed to get, starting tonight, pretty good shot of rain. They're calling for over an inch to an inch and a half tonight and then some more tomorrow as well. So we put blankets on all the weirs, and we're hoping to hold every drop. All of our fields are ready to be flooded now, and hopefully we get some free water tonight so we don't have to buy water tomorrow for this weekend to get the fields ready for opening a second season next Thursday, a week from today.
That forecast, I think, is holding with us, too, 100% for tomorrow.
Yeah. And how much are we supposed to get?
Well,
they say?
From what I hear, a couple of inches anyway.
Yeah.
It could be more, though.
That will set our fields up absolutely perfect. There are quite a few birds here. We had one field with about 250 or 300 birds on it this morning. We sat and watched. I sat on a deer stand myself and watched a doe and a forked horn kind of mill around for about an hour and a half, and countless squirrels and raccoons. It's ridiculous. Last night, sat on a deer stand and watched a couple does as well. So not any big bucks to see yet, but you know, it's just a matter of time, especially that full moon of December down here in the south. They really come out.
That was going to be my next question. Had you you said you were going to also deer hunt, and you just answered my question.
Yeah, you know, you almost always see deer down here. I mean, it's very, very overran with deer. The question is, are you going to see anything worth shooting? Because, you know, a 4x4, it's got to be an 8-point. On our lease, and it has to be pretty wide. You can't just shoot a little old scrap 4-point unless it's a kid. But yeah, you got to be able to say that it is a good deer before you can squeeze the trigger, and that's what we want. You know, I mean, I'll worry about shooting a doe if my freezer is still empty on that Christmas hunt.
Absolutely. Well, have you got a place to fish down there?
You know, the Arkansas River and the Mississippi River are both within 1 mile of us. And, yeah, there's a mud ramp that we can put in. It gives us access to the Mississippi. We've used it a couple times in the afternoons. And, yeah, there's a lot of crappie in these backwaters around here. But the river level has to be within 3 feet of a certain spot for us to be able to use this ramp. And it's not right now. It's below it. But with the rain that we're getting coming here in a week, we may be able to. So we're kind of excited about getting ready to put the boats in and go for a ride as well.
I figured you'd be near the infamous Bill Dance Oxbow.
Well, all that stuff is just north of us. There's all kinds of oxbow lakes. You know, we have duck hunting access to one oxbow ourselves, and there's a couple alligators in it as well. So you just kind of got to... can't really go in there until it really gets good and cold and they get denned up, or you could lose a dog as well.
I understand. Well, what's happening at Trader Bills?
Big selection of clothing on sale, guys. Drake and Banded clothing in stock. Got a big selection of Drake and Banded waders as well. Guns are on sale, 10% off. Got a big selection of ammo. Anything you might need for the holidays, please stop by.
Goodbye, Trader Bills. 1530 Albert Pike in Hot Springs. 623-8403 is the phone number. Philip, as always, appreciate it. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Thanks, Tom.
Trader Bills Fishing Report brought to you by Trader Bills.